And next, it is well known that redheads with pale skin and freckles are prone to sun damage. But now, new research from the Sanger Institute in Hinxton has shown how the gene associated with being a redhead not only increases the risk of developing skin cancer, but also makes the tumour grow much faster. What's more, this gene can also be carried with those without red hair, meaning many are unaware they're at greater risk. In fact, it's estimated that 25% of UK adults are carriers of this gene. Redhead Claire Armstrong spoke to Dr. David Adams to find out more.
What we were interested in this study was exploring the link between variants in a gene called MC1R, and this is the gene that's associated with being a redhead, and the effect that this has on the number of mutations that are found within a type of tumour called a melanoma. A melanoma is a type of skin tumour. They arise from cells called melanocytes, which are found in the skin. Melanocytes are the cells which produce melanin, and melanin is associated with tanning. So a melanoma arises from those cells. If you're an individual who has no mutations in the gene MC1R, then you're someone who will tan. But people who have one of these MC1R mutations will freckle, and they produce a slightly different form of melanin.
How do you know if you have this gene? I'm a redhead, so I'm assuming that I have the gene, but neither of my parents are redheads.
Right. So if you have two copies, you've got a complexion like yours, so red hair, probably pale skin and freckles. If you carry one copy, these people generally have pale skin and often freckles, but they need not necessarily be redheads. So, I mean, it's generally the pale skin and freckles will tell you that you carry one of these what's known as an R allele, which is a mutation in the MC1R gene.
And are both of these groups in general more at risk of getting skin cancer?
If you're a redhead, you're about four times more likely than the general population of developing melanoma. If you're one of these people who carries one of these variant forms of MC1R, then you're about twice as likely. So this is sort of further biological proof about exactly why, that it is really the mutation number that is influenced by having one or two of these R allele MC1R variants. So we looked in tumours that were established. So these are tumours that were removed, so when they were quite large. And what we found was that the number of mutations that you would find in an individual who carried one of these R alleles equated to around the number of mutations that an individual without one of these alleles would get in 21 years.
And how did you study this? How did you study the increased mutations?
So this was a big international collaboration, and fortunately, genome sequences had been generated for over 400 melanomas, and these melanomas came from people from all over the world. And so we downloaded that data and reanalyzed it.
What's actually going on then at a cellular level with this gene when you have the mutation in the gene? Do you know why it's giving rise to more mutations in the tumour than when you don't have the gene?
So it's around the ability of individuals who carry these variants to produce that mature form of melanin. So when you have, so the mature form is the darker coloured melanin. So the melanin, when you carry one of these variant forms of MC1R, is not fully processed through to that darker form. And so you get a type of melanin that is red in colour. This particular type of melanin is less able to protect the cells of the skin from the effects of UV radiation.
I guess in the UK, where we don't have very much sunshine, unfortunately, actually 10 million people are deficient in vitamin D, which we get from the sun. But then at the same time, we don't want to be overexposing ourselves to the sun. So what would be the kind of best balance? We want to get some vitamin D.
So you need about 15 minutes a day to get enough vitamin D. And the real risk with regards to melanoma development is not the casual sun exposure that you get, but it's actually getting burnt. In the last few decades, our behaviours have changed quite significantly. For example, we often, people in the UK in particular, go off to very sunny locations like Spain, and they get very short, sharp doses of ultraviolet light, and they get burnt. And that kind of exposure pattern is particularly associated with an increased risk of melanoma. So certainly enjoy being outside, but when you are outside, avoid being burnt. So wear a long sleeve shirt, wear sunscreen and a hat. That's the message.
That was Dr. David Adams from the Sanger Institute speaking about the work published this week in Nature Communications.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Kat Arney, and with Georgia Mills. Later on, we'll be taking a walk with man's best friend, finding out about how the domestication of wolves changed the course of human history.
But before that, it's time for our regular myth conception. And this week, Kat, I hear you've been looking into a myth that seems to crop up on a very regular basis.